Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Crystal Masiaga got into an argument with her boyfriend about another woman before he was inadvertently shot and killed. A criminal complaint quotes her as saying, but the victim also had tried to get a restraining order against Masiaga and told a relative he feared for his life. The 33-year-old Masiaga was charged Monday with first-degree intentional homicide for the shooting Thursday at a town of Marion home. She appeared in Washera County Court, where a $1 million cash bond was set. According to the complaint, police were called to the 19th Avenue home about 6:30 p.m. July 9th. When police arrived, they found the victim on the floor with two gunshot wounds. Efforts to save the man were unsuccessful. Masiaga is due back in court August 6th. Wisconsin Democratic candidate for Governor Sarah Rodriguez said Monday that she discovered her campaign has hundreds of thousands of dollars less cash than she thought after campaign ads slated to run last week did not air because of unpaid invoices. Rodriguez, the current lieutenant governor, announced late Sunday night that she had fired her campaign manager after discovering contributions had been double counted and expenses were undercounted, leading to her campaign having far less money than she thought. Rodriguez, at a news conference surrounded by supporters, vowed to remain in the race. Rodriguez is in a competitive primary for Wisconsin's open governor's race against Democratic Socialist Francesca Hong, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and three others. The winner of the August 11th primary will advance to the general election against Republican Representative Tom Tiffany, who faces only token primary opposition. The administrator for the state's Division of Trade and Consumer Protection says they recently got a complaint from a resident who lost their entire savings in a scam. Michelle Reinen says scammers impersonated the Federal Trade Commission and convinced the victim their finances had been caught up in a scheme involving criminal cartels and money laundering. They said they could help, but instead convinced the victim to liquidate their life savings, purchase gold bars, and allow the scammer to pick them up. The victim lost $2.5 million in total. She says to avoid such scams, pause before acting. Scammers use pressure on consumers to act quickly. Tell someone what's going on because scammers will try and convince you to keep it a secret. She also reminds residents they never need to move their money to protect it. Financial accounts are already secure, and if there are any problems, a financial institution will contact you directly. The League of Women Voters of the Ripon Area and the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin will hold a forum for candidates running for the 6th Congressional District seat. Democratic candidates for the seat, Amanda Ball and Brad Smith, have confirmed they will participate in the forum on Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. in the Ripon City Hall Council Chambers. The public is invited to attend. The event will be recorded and broadcast on the Ripon Channel YouTube channels. During the Tuesday, August 11th primary election, voters will vote for candidates for federal, state, and some county offices, reducing the field of candidates for the November election. The Art of Diverse Options team members will be on display during a couple of exhibits next month. Bob Nelson reports for Civic Media News.
On Wednesday, August 12th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., there'll be an exhibit in the Case Decker Gallery of the C.J. Rodman Center for the Arts at Ripon College. Mary Robichaud of Diverse Options says they have some really talented team members.
Our team members will take over the whole gallery, and we'll have tons of art on display, and we'll have some of our team members there to meet and greet and talk about their art and have some light refreshments there for everybody.
15 pieces of Diverse Options and team member art will also be on display during the entire month of August at SSM Health, a Ripon Community Hospital. On Monday, August 10th at 1 p.m. in the hospital's lobby, there'll be a one-hour reception for the display. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The Ripon Area Fire District will hold a wet-down ceremony for their new fire engine and a welcome for their new fire chief next Monday night at 6:30 at the fire station in Ripon. It will start with a meet and greet for new fire chief Rick James, followed by opening remarks. Then the community is invited to spray the new engine down with water. Towels will be provided to wipe it down afterwards, which will be followed with a traditional push-in to the station bays. A dedication blessing and prayer will be said for the engine and crew safety. Light refreshments will be available afterwards. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.